So you've written, so you, we've talked about how to do an introduction, right? So now let's talk about some of the main components of the body of your article that are going to make you be successful, right? So we'll talk about how to map everything out from start to finish when I wrap everything up, and kind of the final lesson of how to put together the blog post from start to finish, and then the editing system. But next, I want to talk about the main body of your article, right? So what I want you to adopt as a practice for right now, so that you can get better and be able to be more fluid in the future, is to really focus on using simple, solidified frameworks for the body content of your article. What I want you to avoid is being one of these writers who have articles that are these really kind of long, arbitrary, meandering walls of content that don't really have a coherent structure. If you learn how to do things my way first, it's going to make it a lot easier for you to be successful down the road. So when it comes to the body content of your article, there are a couple things that you're looking to do. One, you're looking to fulfill the promise, or looking to fulfill the premise of your headline, right? So let's say that your headline is five health benefits of drinking green tea. Well, that's very simple. You're just going to write down five similarly structured and styled points about the benefits of drinking green tea. And I'm not going to tell you exactly how many words you have to put in each point, but you want to keep it to a succinct, or not even necessarily succinct, but just kind of a similar, even pattern, right? And let's say you are doing something like writing an essay. You're talking about why Bitcoin is not a good investment. So that's your premise for the article. That's the headline for the article. To keep things simple, all you need to do is come up with some main points for why Bitcoin is a bad investment. So for essays in that vein, a structure that works really well and that's really simple is a simple 3-point framework. Choose 3 reasons why Bitcoin is a bad investment. For each of those 3 reasons why Bitcoin is a bad investment, go through and add some supporting reasons underneath each point. Keep things very simple. If you are writing a personal essay about your life or about a story or something that happened to you, you can keep it to a very simple structure, a 3-act story. Go through that story arc, go through the introduction of what happens to you. Something in the middle unexpected happens, you have the climactic moment, you have the resolution of your story. If you're writing an autobiographical profile, say you're using that Elon Musk example I'm talking about earlier, maybe the first section, you talk about him starting his new businesses. In the middle section, you talk about the struggles he had with his businesses along the years. In the third section, you talk about the current structure of the businesses today and how they're being successful. So those are some simple things that you can do to keep the body points very specific. One thing that I see a lot of aspiring and new writers struggle with is they don't want to feel confined into a box and a way of doing things, but this keeps them from actually getting words down on the page. So if you follow this main body point structure and use some of the tricks and combine some of the things I'm going to teach you down the road, it's going to become a lot easier for you to consistently create content. And then once you do things in this box, in this frame a little bit, it's going to be a lot easier for you to just sit down and write. Nowadays, I can just go look at a page, no preparation at all, and I can just go because I have that structure intuitively built into my head. I have those reps and that kind of muscle memory built into my head. So use the main body point strategy, and then you could switch to trying other styles later, right? So what are some things that you want to make sure that you're doing in your main body points? You want to make sure that you're supporting whatever argument that you're making. You want to make sure that each line in each point is lending to that, right? So you don't want to have a point about a certain aspect of a subject, but then the rest, but then you're including information that really doesn't fit. So this is something I'll talk about in the editing process, but you want to make sure that everything underneath each point makes sense. You want to make sure each part of the story should be in that category. You want to make sure that each point underneath belongs there. And then some other things that you can think about in terms of dividing up some of your body points. I'll talk about that in a little bit of more specifics, but there are things you can use to break up your points. So one thing you can do is use subheadings. So subheadings are kind of pattern interrupting phrases that you can use between points to keep the reader from getting bored. I'm going to talk about that in the bag of tricks section. You can use dividing lines. So I've showed you that in the publishing and formatting section. You can actually use dividing lines to break up some of your points. So what you're looking for is a very solid and kind of predictable structure to your articles for the time being. So for most articles, it's either going to be the number of lists, the number of points in your list if you're writing a listicle, or it's going to be the main introduction, 3 points, conclusion method for the rest of basically any other article that you're going to write. So that's the end of this lesson. I'll talk about how to tie everything together in the end, but these are some things to think about when you're writing the body.